This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Donald. Last name is Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. Date of birth is 4-8-1942. Date of evaluation is 6-30-2023. HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of insomnia and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is 81 years old male who was admitted here on 6-24-2023. On transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient's chart indicates history of displaced intertrochanteric fracture of left femur, history of falls, diverticulosis of large intestine, comma calculus of gallbladder with acute cholecystitis, muscle weakness, dementia, primary insomnia, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, BPH. Your patient was present during my evaluation. His wife was also present in the room. Patient had trouble recalling the circumstances leading to his placement here. His wife reports that he has a long-standing history of insomnia and has been getting trazodone. Period. It appears that patient was prescribed quetiapine in the hospital. He was reported to be agitated and removing his IV tubes, etc. Period. No hostility, agitation at this time. Period. Patient could not tell me today's date. He did not know who the current president is or the name of this facility is. He could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. He did report that he goes to gym. Next paragraph, he stated that he used to work for Ford Motor Company as an engineer. Patient has been married for 59 years, and they have a son and a daughter. He had no known history of manic or psychotic symptoms. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme, allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient substance abuse treatment, no prior outpatient treatment, number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, 0. Next prior suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, yes, he was agitated. And probably in delirium at the hospital. Next paragraph, social history, education, highest grade, college, 4 years. Current occupation, retired engineer at Ford Motor Company. Relationship, married, number of children, 2. Legal issues, none. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, recollection, performance chart, nursing, and family. Spoke to patient's wife. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, and review of history and habits, medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Save that information. Next paragraph, blood pressure, 116 over 65, pulse 92, respiration 18. Next paragraph, man says general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, sitting in a wheelchair, gait not tested, speech, understandable mood, euthymic, thought processes, periods of confusion, thought content, no suicidal or homicidal thoughts, perceptual disturbances, none, apparent level of consciousness alert, oriented to person, only he did not know the name of this facility or today's date, memory recent impaired, attention concentration fair, language with the normal fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight limited. Next paragraph, medications, current medication MAR reviewed, Trazodone 100 mg HS, Seroquel 25 mg HS. Next paragraph, assessment and plans, primary insomnia 51.01, plans continue Trazodone as prescribed to improve mood and insomnia, here discontinue quetiapine in an attempt to minimize use of antipsychotic medications. Number two, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F03.90. Plans continue supportive interventions, encourage participation in activities, therapy as per care plans. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, 99304, under supplemental administrative risk-benefit analysis, a common side effects of Trazodone, risk-benefit statement based on findings of my assessment, above stated goals, benefits of recommended above-stated risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of this resident and of dictation.